honor your name. Go get that first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, suck 'em, fight, 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 fight. Go Vikings, run up the score. You'll hear us yell for more.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us author and cartoonist and illustrator Kirk Anderson. You have seen his work many, many places, and we're excited because all of his work is put together into a really, really fun book called You Might Be From Minnesota If... dot, dot, dot. Kirk, really nice to chat with you. How are you?
Thanks. Great, and thank you so much for the invite. Great to talk to you.
We are very excited to talk with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because I know that you have been illustrating for a long time, and your illustrations have won many, many awards, and you were regularly seen in the St. Paul Pioneer Press, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and you've also had some of your cartoons and your illustrations in the New York Times, The Onion, The Washington Post, Newsweek, Los Angeles Times, USA Today, and Forbes.com. That's pretty darn impressive.
I grew up in Wisconsin, so I've lived about half my life on each side of the Mississippi, and moved to Minnesota in 95 to take the Pioneer Press job, and that was a really fun gig. So yeah, political cartoonist with the Pioneer Press for a number of years, and did a lot of freelancing for the Star Tribune, a weekly cartoon serial kind of thing for a couple of years there. And after that, I love political cartooning, but I've done less and less. I'd like to say it's because our politics, there's just nothing to satirize anymore. But that's not exactly it. But the like everything was news in the newspaper business, the economics just make less and less sense. And it's harder to make it as a political cartoonist unless you're a staffer. So I still dabble with political cartoons, but I also do a lot of illustrating and graphic design and animation. Animation is a real kick when you spend your whole life drawing pictures, and then computer animation makes it so easy to make your drawings wiggle.
And wow.
A real kick.
So let's get back to when you grew up in Wisconsin. Did you know that you had a flair for art? I mean, you also have to be kind of funny, I would assume, or you have to see things that are quirky or that everybody might see, but nobody knows how to really articulate it to be a good cartoonist. What were your early signs that this maybe could be a career for you?
I've always drawn, and I guess I've always drawn a little better than my peers, which doesn't mean that I drew well at all. But you know, when you're in fourth grade and you draw better than Billy's, and you think, you know, well, I'm going to be Michelangelo, and you look back on those pictures years later, and they're frightening. I was drawing cartoons in comic books in fourth grade and selling them for a dime, which was prophecy of of my sad business acumen. But yeah, I've always wanted to. In third grade, I wanted to draw comic books, meaning like, you know, men in tights. And thank God that didn't come to pass. But this is more fun, and I like the social and political commentary, and even when that's not there, just making people laugh is a lot of fun. With a book about Minnesota culture, it's a rich place to mine. There's just a lot of quirky, fun stuff there. Oh, a lot of similarities and a lot of differences with Wisconsin. In growing up in Wisconsin, I guess I was thinking that we were sister states joined at the hip, because I grew up listening to Garrison Keillor, and he described our church to a T, and then I got to Minnesota, and like the favorite state to pick on is Wisconsin. And I go, wait, what?
I thought it was Iowa.
It's both, I guess. And you know, after 25 years, it makes sense to pick on Wisconsin.
Okay, let's talk about that, please. So, as an adopted Minnesotan, what do you find humorous about Wisconsin now? And I'm going to preface this by saying we have an awful lot of listeners in Prescott, Wisconsin, and River Falls, in that area. So,
I went to a wedding in Prescott once with a, and it was an integrated wedding from a Vikings fan and a Packers fan. It was very tense. I think about how we share a lot, and both are blessed with just amazing scenery and beautiful, lush forests and lakes and everything. And Minnesota responds to its natural wonders by making them into a national park or partitioning them and saving them just for canoeing or something. And Wisconsin responds to that by surrounding it with mini golf and foot shops and water parks and the Dells. You know, I went to the Dells when you could still see a bluff.
Right.
You can't see bluffs anymore. They're covered up by Tommy Bartlett billboards. So Minnesota has Dorothy Moulter. Wisconsin has Tommy Bartlett. That's one of the differences.
Getting back to this wedding in Prescott, did the women, when it came time to have the dance part, did they keep their shoes on? Because that's for sure a Wisconsin wedding, if the women kick their shoes off to dance, right?
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember. It does not seem unnatural.
It does. How about our friends in Iowa? What are your observations of them as an adopted Minnesotan?
I don't have a lot of experience in Iowa. I visited Des Moines, and actually, I remember when we drove there, and southwestern Wisconsin is really beautiful. It's especially hilly, or more hilly than central and other parts, and it's just beautiful. And literally, it seemed like you crossed the border, and suddenly, it was flat and boring, just like. The horrible stereotype. I remember a cartoon I did not draw, somebody else's cartoon about rappelling in Iowa, and it's just like some guy holding a rope on a on a flat plane. But Des Moines was fun. For some reason, I remember going out to some live music, and I think the band was called Tuba Blues. It was a blues band that that had a tuba in it, and they made it work.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Well, your humor obviously is very observational, and your book is called You Might Be From Minnesota, if it's a grouping of many, many, many of your wonderful illustrations and cartoons. How did this come about? Did you draw these cartoons specifically for this book, or were these someplace else and you put them all together?
Yeah, I drew it specifically for the book, and it's a Canadian publisher, oddly enough, and they have a series of these. You might be from Saskatchewan, if you might be from Nova Scotia, etc. And this is just the second one that they've done in the United States. The first was Texas, which kind of makes sense. It seems like Texas and Minnesota both are states that are really, really proud, invested in how awesome they are. The difference is, like, Texas knows it's number one, and it really doesn't care what you think. And in Minnesota, we're pretty sure we're number one in a lot, and we care desperately what you think.
And there is the beauty of your humor of your book. Absolutely. So in this book, I got to tell you, you're funny. You take on many, many topics and you find humor in the weather. You find humor in race. You find humor in different religions. You find humor in different ethnicities. But yet it's not offensive. It's hysterical.
I'm glad it comes across that way. Yeah, we got a lot of funny little quirks. The politeness thing, there's politeness to the point of rudeness. Like, you know, would you just go? You're on green. Go! In St. Paul, if you're within like 10 feet of a crosswalk, the car will stop. And it's just go. Just go. Don't be polite. Isn't efficient.
There's one in here that reminds me of my mother-in-law, and it's a cartoon where everyone's sitting at a table, and the mother is obviously hosting, and she says, just so you know, this is not my best. The green pepper was kind of iffy, so I cut off the fuzzy parts, and the bottom says, you preface every meal with a full disclosure. This is how I spend every meal at my mother-in-law's house. The cheddar cheese, I didn't buy the same brand cheddar cheese. I'm sure it's fine for the macaroni and cheese casserole. Yes.
It's hilarious. I am so glad that you identify with it. Yeah, that's I drew my mother, that's her face in the cartoon, is that was always, she, especially if there's guests, she would start everything that way. And, well, I guess I find myself doing it, too, with my inclination is, you know, well, here's my book. Some of them suck. I could have done better on page 97, and I, you know, that just involuntary. The green pepper thing kind of comes from a legendary cooking incident with my mother. She was cutting parts of a green pepper, and it was iffy, so she threw it in the compost, and then later she realized, you know, I really need more green pepper, so she fished it out of the compost.
And then she told everyone what she did. There's one here that really hits home on this weird snowy day today. And it says, once winter hits, there's no looking back. And that is the truth, isn't it? We embrace the seasons. No, you know what I really like? You have to take in the text, of course, but then your illustrations, they're so clever and they have so many hidden things that, well, just this lady wearing her Minnesota Loon shirt, she's on an airplane, and, you know, the Oofda Cafe, and there's a picture of the Fargo movie, Hubert Humphrey, and you reference Dayton's. I mean, this is just such a great book, and I think it's going to be a really fun gift if people want to give something unique and meaningful, you know, if somebody you know has moved away from Minnesota, or it just for somebody, this would be a great coffee table book for people to just pick up, and you could have it at your house. And the book, again, is called You Might Be From Minnesota If. How did you come up with all of these ideas?
Well, it was 25 years of dogged research. I moved in here in 95, and it's just living here and meeting people. And, well, like I said, a lot of the things are similar to Wisconsin. So when nobody takes the last piece, it doesn't seem weird because I grew up with that, with the same thing, with some of that quirky behavior. But, yeah, it's just living it. There's some cartoons about the boundary waters. You mentioned that working in a lot of details. I put in some sort of like puzzle pages, quote unquote. There's one of find the mistakes in the picture kind of thing with the boundary waters and find all the wrongs. And that was a lot of fun to do. Just a lot of horrible things you would never do. Or, well, I guess people have been seen with like suitcases in their canoes.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah. but that's based on experience, and it was a lot of fun to draw. And on your back, flailing like a turtle comes from experience when you had a Duluth pack on the front and on the back, and because the people that I was going with didn't believe on doubling back. Portage, never, just one trip only, and I wasn't as in as good a shape as they were, and it was high blueberry season, so every portage, like I never learned, I'd be, you know, oh, I'd start, be starting to get tired, and oh, blueberries, and I'd lean over, and the weight would kind of, and I'd tip over, and I would never learn, and then I would just be laying down in a bed of blueberries, and, you know, well, I might as well, once I had chewed all the blueberries, then I had to get back up again.
You know, there's a cute cartoon here where a woman's on the phone and she's spelling her last name Peterson, that's with an O-N. So your last name is Anderson with an O-N. Do you find yourself saying that all the time?
All the time, yes. And if I don't say it with an O-N, they will say, is that with an O-N? And I said that to somebody in the last couple months. I mean, they were from another part of the country, and they laughed, like, you know, well, that's so weird. Why would you say that?
Right.
And then he gave an example from his own state of, you know, something similar. But, yeah, it's a quirky thing that to this guy on the phone seemed pretty weird. Why would you spell, well, of course you spell Anderson with an S-O-N.
Speaking of Anderson, there's a cute tribute to Governor Wendell Anderson in here. The book is just delightful, and I have to tell you, I think it really took me back to just a lot of great things about the state of Minnesota. And it's a cute book, and we're poking fun at ourselves, I think, with this book. So I'm being really honest with you. This would be such a great gift for somebody. The book is called You Might Be From Minnesota If, and the author is with us today, Mr. Kirk Anderson with an O-N. Kirk, can you tell us, please, how we could get your book?
Yes, available on Amazon, as everything is. Or you could go to, the publisher is McIntyrePurcell.com. And if you spell it any way you like and say McIntyre Purcell Books, you'll probably get there. Another way is please check out my Facebook, which is Facebook.com/MightBeFromMN. Facebook.com/MightBeFromMN. And that has a link to a number of places where you can purchase it. Or just talk to your local bookseller and say, I heard about this cool book. Can you order it?
Is that how we should talk?
I heard about this cool book.
Yeah, make sure
they might hang up on us if we do that. You might be from Minnesota if. And we want to thank our guest today, Kirk Anderson. Keep up the good work. And thank you for bringing us this book. It's just darling. We really, really, really love it. And I hope that it's a huge success for you. The way that you find humor in just the everyday things of Minnesotans is very, very clever and funny. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.